want to talk with you today about four growth patterns in the early teen years that have significance for self-confidence. First, there's the late maturing boy who is keenly aware that all his friends have grown up. He may be interested in sports, but finds it difficult to compete with the larger, stronger boys. He's actually shorter than most of the girls for a couple of years. It's a painful period of life. The road isn't much easier for the late maturing girl. She's flat-chested and immature long after her friends have begun developing. She's playing with Barbie dolls when others are becoming women. Third, the early maturing girl also can have some struggles. Since girls tend to blossom a year or two before boys, the girl who enters puberty before her friends is miles ahead of everyone, and it's simply not acceptable to be boy crazy and precocious at 9 or 10 years of age. The only child to have an advantage is the early maturing boy. He often enjoys strength at a time when power is everything. His early development puts him on a par with the girls in his class, and he has that field all to himself. Research confirms that the early maturing boy has a social advantage throughout the adolescent years, and that the benefits of that status can be traced well into adulthood. Now, there's not much that parents can do to change these patterns, but it does help to understand what your boy or girl is dealing with.
To find out how you can partner with Family Talk, go to drjamesdobson.org.